This podcast is brought to you in part by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Whether you're buying or selling a home, condo, or any type of property, trust Amanda to help match you with up to three top agents in your area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Hey, all you rock stars from Washington, D.C. This is the Rock on the Money podcast, episode 149. Time to talk about saving, investing, and protecting all of your hard-earned money. We're here to coach you along the path to retirement and financial independence. I'm Craig, your certified master financial coach. Along with Amanda, she is a corporate in-house lawyer and real estate referral agent. We're so grateful that you've joined us. Check us out on Facebook at Rock on the Money or the website at rockonthemoney.com. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, I saw a news article yesterday by Fidelity. They did a study. Mm-hmm. And it says 91% of employees who are automatically placed in a 401k at their workplace upon hiring do not back out of it. If they're put in it, they stay in it.
Yeah.
I thought that was amazing.
Yeah. People don't, people
they're
are
lazy.
Yeah, so I'm not surprised.
That was actually, they did mention that in the article, that, people just don't want to go through the bother of stopping it.
Yeah.
So they're used to it. They just, here's something that we brought up before, is we know what fund they are put into in that 401k.
Yeah, it's the target date fund.
Yeah, which is okay, but you can do a lot better.
Better than nothing, so I guess
it's better than nothing, but, so I've run into that myself working at companies and trying to get people to switch out of that to historically funds. But anyway, I thought overall, hey, I'm glad 91% of people out there that are doing it are actually lazy. Staying at it. Yeah, well, they're lazy, yes. Or they're only doing the minimum, which is probably like $50.
Yeah.
Which is not going to be enough, but I just found that interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, they're lazy. What are we going to do today?
We've got a couple of questions from our followers.
Okay, so I got this first question from a friend of mine, Lacey. And she sent me this, and it's something you've talked about a lot. Can you read that one?
Sure. It says, am I crazy or is it consistent with what you know that high yield savings accounts are much lower today than a year ago? I went from 3% down to 1.9% and currently at 0.5%. I searched and found all the top ones are at 0.5. What the heck? That's so low, or am I reading it all wrong? So it hasn't just been the year. You probably haven't looked at rates in more than a year because it's been at 0.5% for over a year now. Yeah, 3% was what we were seeing 3 or 4 years ago. And then, it started to slowly creep down. It's all tied to the Fed's interest rates, which, it gets exciting when you want a mortgage and the interest rate is really low, but it's not so exciting when you just have a savings account with really low interest rates.
Yeah. And said, don't expect this to change anytime soon. So,
0.5% is the norm right now.
Yeah. I said, don't expect to make money on savings, really. I mean, make money on investments.
Or you lose it.
Or you lose it.
But over time, you should be gaining more in your investments than you would in a savings account. But these savings accounts aren't intended to make money. They're there so that you have very accessible liquid cash in case of emergency. And that's really the only money that should be in a savings account, is something that you would need in case of emergency in a quick amount of time.
And she mentioned,
or if you're like saving up for like a down payment on a house, something that you need to use in the next 3 to 5 years, you wouldn't want to put it at risk in the market.
Yeah. And the money that they have in the savings are buckets for projects they got coming up, and you don't want to lose it either. So it's actually safe. So,
it's making slightly more money than if you just put it under your mattress, but it's about the same. Yeah.
All right. Question number two. Hey, everyone. Me and my fiance have a meeting with Fidelity to talk about starting a mutual fund. What are some good questions to ask during the meeting?
I have a question. Why are you meeting with Fidelity?
Yeah. This goes back to people really think they have to sit down with advisors of any kind. And you really don't have to.
No, you don't.
No, it's not that complicated, as we keep saying. But if you are going to meet with them, at least they're at Fidelity, number one. So that's not so bad.
Plus, you don't start a mutual fund. You invest in an existing mutual fund.
Yeah,
so I just want to make sure everyone's clear. Like, you're not going to be doing all this active creating a mutual fund. They have a list of mutual funds you select from, and then you put your money into that.
because of that, and I'm not going to pick on the person that asked the question, it sounds like your terminologies are not correct. I would do some reading before you do this, because you're going to go in there and they're going to know you know nothing.
Yep.
And I'm not saying Fidelity would do anything. You need to know what they're saying. So you don't start in mutual fund. You're probably opening an IRA is what you're really doing. Yep. Or you're moving a 401k over to them or something like that, but you're not starting anything.
No.
You're opening up an account. So that's probably what you're really doing. And they have a lot of free funds. They have a free S&P 500 mutual fund. They got a bunch of these. And that's the place that we like to start, an S&P 500 mutual fund or anything better.
Yeah, but you certainly don't need to meet with anyone to do that. You can open an IRA on their website within minutes, and then you can put your money in it and then allocate it all to the S&P 500 fund, and you're done in 5 minutes. You don't need to drive anywhere. You don't need to schedule an appointment. It's really that simple.
That's it.
So let's go back to the question, though. If this person insists on sitting down and meeting with someone at Fidelity, what are some good questions? I don't even know what kind of questions I would ask, because it is really just that simple. But Craig, do you have any thoughts?
I would ask, which is that free S&P 500 mutual fund you have?
There you go.
And I want to put all my money in that and open up my IRA, and which is 6,000, or if you have a spouse, more than that. But I would start with that. That would be the only question, which you can, like you said, I can go to the website and do it myself.
Yeah.
It's not scary. It's actually much easier.
Make sure you're not paying this person any fees for what you can be doing for free.
Yeah.
And I just want to make one more clarification. When we say the S&P 500 index fund, that's not a mutual fund. That is an ETF.
Right.
Do you want to say more about ETFs, Craig?
Yeah. Electronic trading funds, you can buy them like stocks, where you can jump in and out, which I don't want you to do. I want you to get in and leave it there. But if you don't have the ability at your workplace to get into a mutual fund in a 401k at your, or 457 or 403b, which may have a mutual fund based on the S&P 500, the ETFs are mutual funds, but they're treated like stocks. So you can jump in and out of them all day long. I don't want you doing that.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that. The whole idea of these index funds, you ride them when they're down and you ride them when they're high, but you keep putting money in there. So whenever you have low days with the mutual fund, you're buying on the cheap. You're getting it on sale. And from that, you will catapult higher later on when the fund goes higher. Because what has happened over the history of the stock market with the S&P 500 index? What does it do?
It just keeps going up.
It always goes up. I know you're a lawyer, but yeah, it historically has always gone up. If we lose the S&P 500 index, which is America's top 500 companies, we got bigger problems in America.
And Fidelity's 500 index is FXAIX.
There it is.
That's the call symbol. If you just want to put your money in, you know, as if you're purchasing a stock, that is the ticker for the Fidelity 500 index fund.
As soon as you said it, popped right back in my head, FXAIX.
Yep.
And you want to pick that or anything that outperforms that consistently over time, which is only maybe down to 20 or 30% of the funds they have available.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not many funds can beat the S&P 500 index. It's proven.
Not many.
This isn't you and I, our idea. This is proven. It's facts. Yeah. Anyway, hey, let's take a quick break and we'll come back with more. You're listening to Rock on the Money.
Stars, Amanda here with ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Are you about to sell your home or excited to buy your first or next home? I'll be honored to help you find an expert to work with you in your local area. At ChoiceRealtyConnect.com, I'll help match you with up to 3 qualified licensed agents that specialize in your specific market. Choice Realty Connect serves every zip code in all 50 states with a network of 15,000 top-rated agents that are ranked within the top 5% for sales. Whether you're selling or looking for a condo, new construction, retreat, vacation property, or you're a first-time home buyer, let me connect you with the perfect top agent today. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. The choice is yours.
Amanda, Braun is a Florida licensed real estate with a brokerage Realty Connect.
Rockland, USA.
Welcome back to Rock on the Money with Amanda and Craig. We have a page on Facebook, Amanda. Facebook.com/rockonthemoney and a group that you can join as well. We do things in there. So come join it. And also the website.
Things.
Yeah, we do things. I know it's not super active.
We do things, yeah.
You know what's funny about our group compared to all the other money groups on Facebook is that, well, because of what we teach, you're really not supposed to be changing anything.
Right.
So there's really not much else to say. Yeah. It's like, I mean, we steer people that way. We talk about budgeting, other things like that, about financial literacy. But overall, it's, hey, these are the funds you pick and leave them alone. Quit touching it.
Yes.
And we win and we lose. And right now, Amanda, I'm not doing so well this year.
You're probably doing well this year. You're probably not doing well this month.
Yeah, it was actually this month. Yeah. So yeah. It's a good thing we had a good year last year. So it all evens out.
I think you're having a good year this year, too. It's just if you're anything like me, this week wiped out the last 6 weeks of gains.
didn't we just talk about the last episode where I get spooky? If I see things going down, I won't look at it. So now I'm in the phase where I don't look at it.
Yeah. You don't want to look at it.
Right, I'll wait till January. Like, whatever. Question.
But I try to keep a perspective because I start to feel like, oh, really sick about losing all that money. And what? Then I go and I broaden the perspective and I look at, well, where am I compared to the beginning of this year? And then I say, oh, well, it's still a huge gain and it's still more than the 8% that would be a great gain for the year. So calm down.
So we're not going to have our 70% increase this year like we...
Yeah, I don't think so.
No.
Maybe 30.
Yeah, I'm not. All right. Question number three. Can you read?
Yeah. Starting in May, when I finish grad school, my parents and I agreed that I will then be on my own for all expenses like rent, groceries, etc. What account should I start putting some money in for when that day comes? Just basic savings one with my bank? Yes. The answer is yes. Also, good for you that your parents have been floating you for so long. I mean, finishing grad school, that means you're in your mid to late 20s.
Yeah. And they've been supporting.
And I love how they say, we have agreed. I wonder how much of that was the parents saying, hey, look, this is the end of the line.
Yeah, it's time for us to enjoy our own money now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, just basic savings online would be preferred. We like Marcus and
Ally. I use Marcus by Goldman Sachs. As we talked earlier in this episode, most of them right now are running interest rates around 0.5%. So you're not going to get rich off of it. But the nice thing about online is that it's a little harder to immediately reach than if you just had it in an account that you could easily transfer or move into a checking account or, you know, use a debit card to reach. So it would take probably a day to access it, which means it's harder for you to just spend on a whim. So it's a great way for you to save and not touch that money and not be tempted to touch that money. Bank where you have your checking account, they love if you put your savings account there as well, because then they know that most people are just going to transfer money back and forth all day long.
Yeah. And fee you to death.
Mm-hmm.
Question number four.
And you can only make 6 withdrawals a month out of a savings account by law anyway.
Question number four.
Yeah, I have a Roth IRA through Fidelity and a 403b plan, which is employee sponsored, that I have been contributing to. Can I contribute more than the $6,000 limit to my Roth? No,
that's that's again another law.
Yeah, another law. So your 403b plan, even if it's it's a little bit tricky. Let me try and clarify it. So 403b plan, that's similar to a 401k, and it's going to be subject to the $19,500 limit for anyone, I think, under the age of, 50, 55?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So $19,500, and you can designate all of that to be Roth contributions. So then, yes, you would have $19,500 in Roth going to 403b, and then $6,000 to an IRA, whether it's Roth or traditional, the limit is $6,000 total combined, maximum for the year. $6,000 is the total limit to an IRA Roth is a great way to do it so that it'll be tax-free when you make the withdrawals, as long as you're eligible for Roth contributions.
There you go. Very simple. Now, there is a backdoor Roth.
Yeah, that door might be closing.
Actually, in the last week or two, there's a whole lot of talk about the IRS. They've hired a bunch of new agents. Did you hear about this?
No.
They hired a bunch of new agents, and they're really going after people that aren't paying the taxes. You know why? We've apparently given out a lot of money, and mm-hmm. we got to pay it back. So yeah. The only way to get it back is to go after the people ain't paying.
Who are evading paying their taxes. Yeah.
So I know there's a topic you don't like to talk about, but one thing they're really going after is the crypto people.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people are day trading their crypto. And mm-hmm. if you hold it, it's like a mutual fund, but you didn't cash out. You're good. But once you cash out, you got to pay or claim on the loss, whatever. But there's some new guidelines on the IRS website that came out, 3 days ago, clarifying mm-hmm. about crypto. And yeah. basically, they're saying the same thing. If you cash out a stock or anything, you got to pay on it. So,
yeah, it's just like anything else. If you have income, you have to declare it, no matter the source. And that's why, you know, Al Capone was put in prison on tax evasion, not his other crime.
So everybody out there, they may or may not have their Dogecoin and all that stuff, which I don't have.
Yeah, if you're selling cocaine and you're making a profit, you better tell the IRS.
Yes, because business is a business. So,
yeah,
but they're hiring a lot of agents and they're going to start cracking down on people that, because there's a lot of people who do not pay.
Yes.
You know, people are fudging a lot. So it's going to be interesting next year.
Yeah. And not only are there fines and penalties, but there are criminal penalties as well, like jail time. Yeah.
Ouch. I'm too cute to go to jail. That cannot happen.
Yeah.
I'm not going. All right. Anyway, I thought that was interesting. All right. Thank you so much, Amanda.
You can find Amanda on Instagram and Twitter at Agile Amanda. And you can find me on all of your favorite social media platforms at Rockland USA. Don't forget to check out the website and subscribe to the podcast. All the links are right there on the front page, rockonthemoney.com. Please subscribe and leave comments to our podcast on Apple, Google, Spotify, or even your favorite app that you got right there on your phone. Those help us out a lot. If you're ever looking for a specific topic or content that we've produced over time, just go to the website and in the search bar, just type in your topic, be it 401k, stimulus check, or anything, and everything comes right up for you. We have so much gratitude that you've taken the time out of your day to listen to our podcast while you're walking, driving, traveling, or whatever you're doing. Please send us an email. Let us know how you're doing out there.
Podcast at rocklandusa.com. Affiliates or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.